Simon Reish Tayi Tess, we left off in the middle of Sif Aleph. We said that once it becomes Yim Tzavik HaShecha Ben HaShmashas, it's also to eat or drink everything except for water until you make Havdalah. But now the Shulchan Aruch says further that if somebody was in the middle of eating, he buried Yim from during the day, and now it came Shkia, or it came even Tseis, he can continue eating, he can continue drinking. If somebody was in the middle of drinking when it came Ben HaShmashas, he was not eating, he was just drinking, then he has to stop. He has to stop, it's considered. Every drinking is considered a new thing, and he cannot continue drinking anymore because now it's already Ben HaShmashas, he's already possibly Mechayev Havdalah. At this point, he has to stop. However, if he has a meal of eating, so eating is considered one big Hemshech, since he started eating Boidilim as before Shkia, the eating is considered one big continuation, and that continues, and he continues eating, and once he's eating, he continues drinking also, until it comes to the point that he wants to bench. At that point, he'll stop or bench, and afterwards, he has to make Havdalah. The Shulchan Aruch brings a shita that says that this is all Ben HaShmashas. But once it comes, Tzeis Chavim and Tzvali Laila, at that point, if you're eating, you have to stop. You make Havdalah then, and then you're continuing after it. However, the Ramah says that this is not the Ikar Psak. The Ikar Psak is like the first shita, that even if it's Tzvali Chashecha, Tzeis Chavim, as long as you start eating Behetar. That means you start before Shkia, you continue eating and drinking all the way past Tzeis. And this is very common. People start Shalash Shudas at the right time, before Shkia. They continue eating and drinking well past Shkia, well past Tzeis Chavim. And Havdalah is only made later on after Ma'ariv, after everything is said and done, and everything is over. So this is the Machlekes, and this is the Psak of the Ramah. Now let's say somebody decides to have Ma'ariv in the middle of Shalash Shudas. In the middle of the Suda, he decides that he's ready to have Ma'ariv. So the other Mishnah brings to Magen Avraham that it could be once to have Ma'ariv, the Chiv of Havdalah is Chal. At that point, we also to continue eating and drinking until you make Havdalah. So at that point, you'll have to make Havdalah. But if somebody not that Ma'ariv, like a typical case, so then he continues Shalash Shudas, and we encourage him to continue and not to be mafsik to make Havdalah or to daven Ma'ariv earlier than he has to. Fakert, the Mechilta says, Zocher v'shomer, Shamreyu b'tziyasa, watch on the way out. Ka'odam she'in the roitze, she'elach oivim me'etzla, he doesn't want his close friend to leave him because man she'yachol, as long as it's possible. We want Shabbos to stay with us as long as it could, therefore you don't stop. Now for, even though there's Krishma, there's Chiyav Ma'ariv, keep on going, only after benching, then we daven Ma'ariv and we make Havdalah. Siv Beis, Shulchan Aruch says you have people who are drinking, and they said, Boy of an Avdo, let's go make Havdalah. If they now change their mind and they want to continue drinking before Havdalah, so Shulchan Aruch says, Ein tzarch lachs levach, they did not have to make a new bracha, they keep on going. The Yeshmi Shachalik Badover, there's a sheet of the argument, holds on no. Once you Boy of an Avdo, then you source big any decrees, and at that point, you have to make a new bracha if you want to continue drinking further. And Mishnah Berurah discusses the fact that even though it says how you shesim in Shulchan Aruch, they're both drinking, really we're discussing is people who are eating. Because if you're just drinking and not eating, anyway you have to stop drinking when it comes to HaShmashas. We're talking about people who really had an achila going on, they're eating. And the eating started B'od Yom, it started before Shkia. And therefore they could keep on going eating and drinking as long as they want. Still, there's a machlekes over here, that once you're told, and once the B'od of an Avdol, it's like a hefsik, at this point, you have to make a new bracha if you want to continue eating and drinking anything further. However, the Ikar Halacha is like the first shita that says not like that. That's the Ikar Achra of the Mechaber, that you could continue eating and drinking without making a new bracha. And the fact that you said Boy of an Avdol does not affect anything. It's not considered Hashkadas and does not change anything. Now, Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says if somebody does stop in the middle of Shalash Shudas to make Avdolah, so now let's say they had already drank wine during Shalash Shudas. They have to make a new Boy Priya Guffin on the Yain of Avdolah or not. So the first sheet that Shulchan Aruch says they did not have to make a new Boreh Priya Guffin, since they already made a Boreh Priya Guffin on the wine they had earlier in Shalash Shudas, so a pot is all wine they're going to have during the Suda. And the same thing if they're making Havdalah Chamar Bedino, let's say on beer or schnapps or something like that. So since they made a Moitzi in the beginning, so all Shahakudika drinks are included in the Suda. However, the second sheet that holds on, no, the Kaisva Havdalah is Inim of the Asma. It's considered its own independent thing, and it's not Mishtayach to the Suda. And therefore requires its own bracha to suda, its own boy pregafen, or if it's beer or something like that, its own shahako niya bedvare. Now, Mishnah Berurah says the Ikar is like the first shita that tells you not have to make a new boy pregafen, and do not make a new shahako on the kais of Avdalah. Still, he says, b'shem v'achrenim, that's better to try to avoid the scenario. And therefore, one should avoid making Avdalah in the middle of Shalash Shudas on beer or Chamar Medina. And if they had wine during Shalash Shudas, they already made boy pregafen on, they should avoid making Avdalah on wine, because they're going to have the shayla of Boreh Priya Guffin. However, if somebody for some reason has to interrupt and make Havdalah in the middle of Shalash Shudas, the ma'is halacha is that since it's considered, it's the middle of Shalash Shudas, considered one big hemshch, beginning of Shalash Shudas, they did not make a new Boreh Priya Guffin, they did not make a shahakal, because the ikar is like the first shita, the ain tzarach levarach.